So on Wednesday, you're cycling 50 miles in full cricket kit.
Yes.
Why?
Yeah, rather crazily, that is exactly what I'm anticipating doing.
How did you come up with the idea in the first place?
Well, I also do writing workshops in schools, and part of that is poetry. And I used to like riding my bike until recently. I've not been out for a couple of years. And I love cricket, and I thought a bike plus poetry equals bike poetry. Why don't I get a sponsored bike ride going that does poetry as well? So it just sort of popped into my head. I don't know where it came from. It's like most of my ideas just appear.
So the idea is to raise money for the Stanley Falcons, a local cricket club. How important are they to the community, and why are you raising this money?
Oh, well, community-wise, they're part of the sports and social club, so they do loads of stuff. They've got a rugby team, a cricket team, lots of rugby teams, actually, a couple of cricket teams, and they've been around for donkey's years. So they're well-known in the community. The club gets used by local people. They have pub cricket competitions, all sorts of stuff like that. And we're basically just struggling at the moment. And it seems like, as always, there's lots of people who've got good ideas, but not as many who actually go and do them. So at our annual AGM, I found out that we were struggling a bit for funds. We've got quite a lot of unemployed players, so we don't roll around in money. And I thought, right, I'll go do something to raise money.
So how did you get the idea to do it in full cricket kit? I can understand a sponsored cycle ride, everyone would be excited about that, but to do it in full kit, I imagine that's quite tricky.
Yes, but I guess I thought the more unusual it is, the more likely people will be to give a bit of money. So a couple of years ago, I did a sponsored cricket swim and I swam a mile in my full cricket kit. So I thought, well, I did a swim one last time. What shall I do this time?
I don't know if this will actually be easier than swimming. At least you can't sink, I guess, in the full kit.
No, do you know what? I think it's going to be harder. I've ridden the route. I rode most of it yesterday. And that wasn't with all the cricket kit on or anything. But I'm probably going to have to carry my bass in a rucksack. And riding with my pads on is going to be tricky. I think it might prove a bit tricky, especially if it's raining or windy.
So whereabouts are you going on your 50-mile ride?
Yeah, so I'm starting at Stanley. I'm setting off probably about 7:07, doing about 10 miles here, there and wherever until 9 o'clock when I get to Holy Trinity in Ossett. And then I basically go from Ossett to Streethouse to Pontefract, up to Castleford, round there, Altoff, back to Stanley, up to Renthorpe and then back to Stanley to finish at 3 at my daughter's school.
So a nice trip around West Yorkshire. How can we donate and help you in your quest?
So basically the best way to, if anyone's interested in donating or helping, the best way is just to email me. So it's conrad.burdekin@sky.com.
Excellent stuff. And the poetry, I'm interested in this. How does the poetry and the bike ride mix together?
Okay, so the 10 schools who are kind of teaming up with me, their children have been busily writing poems for the last week or two. And then each school that I'm visiting, they've picked a winning poem. So then I'll meet that girl or boy who's won the poetry, shake their hand, listen to the poem. And then everyone who's won in each of the schools will get a copy of my new poetry book, which comes out in the summer. But then the best poem out of all those 10 winning ones is actually going to have their poem put in my next book of poems. So it's kind of to give them a purpose for writing poems rather than just to write one.
That's poems about anything, not just cricket.
Be about anything, yes. No, I've not limited. They can write a poem about aliens, they can write about anything they like, yeah.
I can imagine poetry about the England cricket team. Well, you'd hope the children don't have the language to write one about the England cricket team at the moment.
Yeah, poetry about the England cricket team, I think, would be quite short. What did Boycott say the other day? In 3 words, summing us up, he said, rubbish.
Can't beat Sir Geoffrey. So 50 miles this Wednesday. We'll look out for you across the county. Yeah. And to donate, we just... drop you an email and we can get in touch with you that way.
Yeah, conrad.burdekin@sky.com, and that would be great. If anyone wants to give anything at all, is muchly appreciated.
Conrad, it sounds mad, but we wish you the very best of luck, and hopefully we'll see you around somewhere in West Yorkshire this Wednesday.
Thank you very much.